live. You can bring us what you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line joining you this evening. It's Ian
and Julia.
And we invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we give to you there. They are for free, and you can actually control the content of the site. Create the elements of the site by submitting show prep to it, and then voting on show prep you like or dislike. The most liked makes it to the front page and the top of the website, and maybe we'll use it on the air. Maybe we won't. Maybe it'll just get more publicity because you put it there. So go to freetalklive.com. There's just too much prep on the site for us to even scratch the surface of it. But it is it's an extensive site, and it's all free for you at freetalklive.com. We've got John on the line with us waiting in South Carolina. We started a conversation last hour about immigration. It kind of ended up rolling into a conversation about you know, the military occupations, and now a more general conversation about law itself and the idea of control. And John says, as a self-described conservative, that that he thinks that, you know, control is important and that we need to have control in society. And so, therefore, I think that we needed to a little bit dig into this a little further, John. And are you still with us? John?
Yes,
South Carolina?
Here.
There you are.
Here.
All right. Excellent, sir. So so tell me a little bit more about what you want to control. Like, since control is important, what sort of things should control be used for?
Well, I am very much on the side of a very limited government, but I do believe in government, that we have to have government to control our borders and to set certain laws to keep the masses in control. I think if you go back to a Christian way of looking at it, you don't need a government or laws in a sense, because they follow the laws put forth in the Bible, which is, yeah, very, very true. But when you get to a nation like which we have right now and pretty much everything around the world, the non-believing Christian-type nations, they need laws. And I think we see that put in place all the time.
Well, let me see if I'm clear. You just said the non-believing Christian-type nations. What does that
mean? Well, I should... Now, let's not go down a road like that. But what I mean is, when it comes down to, if you don't live by a higher power, then, of course, you must have laws to keep you in line with the other people
you
live with.
Are you saying that, like, because I am not a Christian and I do not believe in God, are you saying that I don't have any morals or principles and rules that which I live my life by?
Well, I guess I would ask you is, how did you gather or get your morals that you live by?
Well, I gave it some thought over time, and I came to the conclusion that there are certain rules that I like to live my life by, like, I like to do unto others as I would like to be done unto me, right? And, you know, I mean, I don't really think that's a difficult concept to wrap your brain around. I've given it a lot of thought.
It's really a, John, when some people who are religious make this statement, it can be... It can be taken as an insult. And
I found it insulting.
Let me say this. I am a very, as I said earlier, I'm a conservative and I'm Christian, but I love your show because I am libertarian 100%. And I do believe that was our founding fathers in their belief as well, that they believed in God, yet they were also very much libertarian.
Well, many of them were deists. Many of them were deists, which isn't exactly Christian. That's kind of the hands-off God that, as I understand it, they just kind of created things and let it go. So, you know, just to get back to this real quick, I don't think you intended to insult anybody with that statement.
No, I agree.
But I think that it comes off, it can feel that way, because the suggestion is, and it's a fallacious suggestion, is that, you know, without some tome that a man wrote, or a set of men, that without this tome that men have written and pointed to over, you know, generations as being so important, that humans wouldn't be able to find a moral compass is absolutely absurd. Because men and women have the ability to observe, to experience, and to draw conclusions from their experiences. And our whole lives are you know, a process of making mistakes and learning, hopefully, from those mistakes that we make. And regardless of whatever rule book is put in front of us, We still make mistakes, and we still need to learn on our own what's right and what's wrong. And in fact, to me, John, it's an incredibly dangerous idea to tell somebody that, well, here are the rules, they're all in this book, and this is all you need to do is just follow these rules. Don't think about it. Don't follow your own instincts. Don't make your own, you know, use your own intuition about what's right and wrong. This book knows what's right and wrong. That seems dangerous to me.
I would also add to that that there has been a lot of bloodshed in the history of the world in the name of Christianity.
Oh, no, you're wrong there. All right, we're not going to go down the road. But when you say that, when you say in the name of Christianity, it's a name in the name of humanity. That's what it comes down to. You can claim Christianity.
What are those wars from the Middle Ages?
People, and you can say that right about our war over there in Iraq. It's not in the name of Christianity, and that's why they think
Look. Just
I'm not
the
talking about the war in Iraq.
Wait, John. Just because the politicians don't say it's
liberate, which is a bunch of crap. We're over there for oil, but they're looking at it as though we are over there because we are Christians going after the Muslims.
I'm not talking about the war in Iraq at all. I'm talking about way back when.
Middle
Ages. I'm talking about the Middle Ages.
Yeah, sure, and they did the same thing.
Well, if they had the book, right? If they had the book to guide them, how come
the book that says turn the other cheek?
Right? How come they?
A thousand years. The book was 2,000 years old. It doesn't matter if it's 1,000 years ago or if it's right now or if it's 2,000 years ago. It's the same crap. It was governments in control going over there to kill individuals based on their belief. That's all it was, and that was.
Well, hold on, John. I mean, much of these governments were very religiously oriented, and in fact, in some cases. The crossover between religion and government was almost indistinguishable. So Christians and other people and other religions have been slaughtering their competing religions for longer than I can recall, and certainly hundreds upon thousands of years. And all of this happens when many of these religious documents, whether we're talking about the Quran or whether we're talking about the Bible, many of these documents are very peace oriented documents, but yet the slaughter continues. And whether you want to admit it or not, today, John, I've heard the callers to talk radio, not just on this show but other shows, basically saying that this is between Christians and Muslims, that the Muslims are out to kill the Christians, and so therefore we've got to kill them first, which is, of course, one of the most anti-Christian things anyone can say, but yet these Christians continue to believe that they're in some way emulating Jesus by going around and slaughtering other human beings.
That is crazy. That of course, is crazy. And
so you would agree that perspective is warped.
Well, yes, of course it is.
Okay.
Julia, I am a Christian, and I don't believe that. What you just said, Ian, I do not believe that. And
thank goodness. You're unfortunately surrounded by people who are of that particular mindset, and it's tragic because really, these people who call themselves Christians and advocate warmongering, I think, it's a very dangerous position from a Christian perspective because essentially they're doing the opposite of what Jesus' intention was, and they're calling it Christian
time. They are acting human is the problem.
Well, yeah, that's true. Humans are very
human because we're all flawed. We're all sinners, and if you want to look at it in that sense, all of us are going to make mistakes. And we good grief! I lived in South Korea for a little while, and you know what? They were racist against the North Koreans, and you know why they were racist against the North Koreans? Because the North Koreans were slightly darker than the South Koreans, which is a bunch of crap. They weren't at all, right? Which truly showed me humanity in the sense right there. There was no difference whatsoever. I don't know what year it was that they separated, but it probably wasn't too long ago. And they didn't like them because they said they were a little bit darker than the South Koreans. And you know why they were darker? Is because they had to work out in the fields because they didn't have the automation and the money and everything else that goes along with having money like a Western nation like us.
John, I think you've made a lot of good observations. You've got a lot of good thoughts, and I appreciate the conversation we've had tonight. Don't hesitate to call us in the future at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I want to get back real quick to the idea of that humans need to have control, and so therefore we need to have government. And I think at one time I was a small government kind of guy, too. It made sense to me that, you've got to have the government out there for policing, and you have to have the government for protection, and all these things that people tend to kind of fall back on when they might agree that, we don't need government welfare, and we don't need government warmongering, and we don't need government this and that, but we have to have government for the roads, or the police, or fill in the blank. And really the conclusion I came to was that, if it's my belief that the marketplace can provide those other services on a better, more effective, more efficient basis, and on a consensual basis, then why not the services that I think that are so important, like policing and fire protection and roads? Why wouldn't the market be able to handle those things? Well, thing is, market can if it's allowed to. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
We invite you on over to the website at freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. It's all free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com. Vapersmiths. Maybe you've heard about the e-cigarettes. We've been talking about them. I'm a huge fan, and I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. But the e-cigarette I love because it's a great alternative to cigarettes, to actually smoking. It's vaporizing. You know, there's actually no smoke involved whatsoever. And as a result of that, you're going to smell better. Your clothes aren't going to have that nasty nicotine-stained scent. Your drapes in the house aren't going to have that nasty nicotine-stained look. Well, once you replace them, because, you know, nicotine will permanently stain things, and it's awful. The cigarettes that you've been smoking, they smell your house up. They smell you up. And you can change that by using the e-cigarette. Not only that, you're going to save money. If you're a pack-a-day smoker, you can save $120 per month with the Vapersmith's e-cigarette. That's pretty serious. I mean, $120 a month, that can go a long way toward helping you pay the bills or whatever other, you know, you'd like to put that money towards. You get a free standard starter kit with a purchase of 40 cartomizers or more over at Vapersmiths.com. You can give them a call at 855-2-GET-VAPOR, and you'll get free shipping on orders over $60. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, and that's Vapersmiths.com. So you don't deal with the smell. You don't have to go outside anymore. If you're at the bar, you can just pull out your Vapersmiths e-cig.
The first time I ever saw one of these was because of that. There was someone at a bar, and they pulled it out, and they were like, look at my little cool little thing I got
here. They are cool.
Smoke inside.
Right. Well, you're not smoking. Yeah. You're vaporizing. And so in most places, they won't do anything about it to you. They can't. It's not been prohibited or anything like that. So save some money, smell better, feel better. It's also a healthier alternative to using tobacco products. So once again, go to Vapersmiths.com, 855 to get vapor. Use coupon code FTL and get your free shipping on orders of $60 or more. And with a purchase of 40 cartomizers or more, use coupon code FTL to get the free starter kit. Vapersmiths.com. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, Kelvin is on the line in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening, Ian and Julia.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I also wanted to talk a little bit about the immigration issue.
Sure.
Of all the tenets of the liberty movement, this one and the environmental, you know, methods of protecting the environment are ones that I always have kind of a hard time figuring out a really good workable solution to. But so if I had to understand that you're advocating a totally open immigration for anyone from anywhere in the world.
Well, of course. I mean, wouldn't that be what a free place was all about, to allow people to go, to leave and come as freely as they would like? I mean, on top of that, also remember that private property would still exist. So if you wanted to close down your own property to whomever you wanted, then you could close it down. But otherwise, everybody else that wants to have people moving from point to point, that, you know, they should be able to.
But isn't one of the tenets of the freedom philosophy is that people be responsible for themselves? So you could have people with severe mental illnesses, people that don't have any capability to support themselves, people with communicable diseases, violent criminals, you know, all kinds of people from anywhere in the world showing up. And wouldn't there be any kind of a screening process or some way to prevent, you know, any of these people from coming in? Or are you just saying let them all come in and the market will take care of the issue?
Well, if there wasn't, like, welfare-style programs and you had to work, you know, to live, basically, why would people from other countries come here? Like you mentioned, people with mental illnesses and people who couldn't support themselves. Why would they want to come here if this was a nation where, or I wouldn't even call it a nation, but if this was a place where you had to be able to support yourself to live?
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent point. I guess I keep getting stuck on this idea of how would this thing work in the world of today. But really, I guess we have to think of a bunch of reforms happening in parallel so that
right.
As each of these things happen, the other concepts to support that being viable have to be put in place
Right, we have to have true freedom. But that's not to say that I think that there's some people that will say, well, until we get rid of the welfare program, we need to crack down on immigration. I don't support that at all. I think that, you know, wherever we can have more freedom, we should have more freedom now. And, you know, if people want to support some cripples coming here from other countries, then they should be able to do that as well. If I want to hire people from other countries because I think their work ethic is better or whatever, which, of course, is silly. Each individual is different. But if I want to hire people from another country, maybe because I'm from there or whatever, I should be able to do that. And I shouldn't have to ask any government bureaucrats permission. I shouldn't have to beg. And I certainly shouldn't have to pay anybody any money in order to, you know, except for buying a plane ticket or a ship ticket or whatever, to get somebody here. So it's the government just stands in the way of progress by preventing people from coming here to make a better life for themselves. And then to use the example of, well, what about violent criminals? Shouldn't we be checking everybody before they come in here? That's just an excuse for control. And right now we have people in this country that have a violent mindset. Maybe they're out there planning a crime as we speak. And there's nothing we can do about that because we don't have the ability to, you know, check out people's thoughts and arrest people for thought crimes, thank goodness. And so I wouldn't want to use that justification on why people shouldn't be able to come here just on their own volition. Oh, we need to have a government around to check them out first. Well, no, how about we just let people come here and then deal with the violent ones that happen to show up? Because most of them aren't violent. The supermajority of the people coming here are peaceful folks that are looking for a better life for themselves. And that's what I want to have happen. But if there's all kinds of restrictions in the way, then they're just, many of them are just going to say screw it. And they're not going to bother trying. And I don't know, I think I heard recently that it's like a 100-year-long waiting list or something like that to get into this country now at this point or something. Something crazy like that. Like, unless you are really, really, really qualified and, you know, you've got all your T's crossed and I's dotted and, you know, lawyerly stuff taken care of, paperwork and big money behind you, you're probably not going to be able to immigrate here. And just think about all of the economic ramifications that has. The fact that these immigrants who might otherwise come here and start businesses and fill jobs that are very difficult to fill, those things aren't happening. And so who knows what kind of economic growth we're missing out on because we don't have other people coming, adding their minds and their bodies into this mix.
That does sound really reasonable, but quite idealistic. I'd like to see come up with some kind of a plan to, you know, how we would implement this in a gradual manner that would actually work, because, you know, these ideas are all great, but they all depend on all these other things are already being free, and they're not. So it would be interesting to, you know, come up with some kind of a plan as to, like, well, okay, we need to attack this concept, and this concept, and then and that would enable these other things to work in the future, which would enable these other things to work in the future.
Well, my plan is, and, you know, for all of everybody that wants to plan, by all means, go for it. My plan is to ignore the government as much as possible and encourage other people to ignore them, and hopefully they'll go away. Thank you for the call, Kelvin. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What you want. So all you have to do is dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And by the way, SACL CAI has been a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. They take care of sponsoring the phone lines for us. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you owe it to yourself to call SACL CAI. Get in touch with them through their banner at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. And they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. Visit them, SACL CAI, at their banner at freetalklive.com, right there at the top. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. I was just surfing a little bit during the break there, and I went to the LouRockwell.com blog. LouRockwell.com's blog's on the right-hand side of the page, and there's a little piece there from Karen DeCoster, "The Next Click It or Ticket." And she writes, "There was a time when we thought that one could be safe while shopping at Safeway. Americans in their ceaseless search of safety thanks to government propaganda and policy, and safety Nazi fear-mongering from the media and masses have come up with yet another way to spend money they don't have on safety they don't need. Here is the wrap strap, a shopping cart safety strap. Just in case a high-speed cart collision might cause the little one to be launched from the cart and sent like a projectile through the produce section at Kroger, headfirst into a patch of barbed artichoke hearts. I mean, they literally have a seatbelt for kids in shopping carts.
I've seen this before.
This is new to me.
Is it government mandated?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, it seems weird, but I think I've seen this before. I mean, they have those at Target. They have, like, those ridiculous, humongous shopping carts where you can put, like, two kids in the front, and those have seatbelts.
Do they? Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I bet you're probably right about that.
I mean, it seems unnecessary.
This would be something where you would bring this with you to the store. So you would purchase the wrap strap.
Oh.
Bring it with you to the store. Attach it to the shopping cart in the child-seated area, and then, you know, put your child in it, essentially.
When we were kids, they didn't have all these fancy carts, but what they did have was little mini carts that were, like, child size, and we could, you know...
We could help, exactly.
Yeah. And it was so much fun, and so many old people complained, and they got rid of them.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't like kids running around.
Away.
Which I guess I can understand, but, you know, parents, keep track of your kids. Again...
Right.
Parents make children look awful.
Right. It's a bad parenting all the way. I just thought this was interesting. I mean, it just seems so absurd. Really?
Yeah.
Kids need a seatbelt? And it's humongous, too. It's like a 6-inch wide strap. So, I mean, it's even...
Oh, gosh.
It's much larger than any seatbelt.
It's bigger than his stomach.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost as large as the whole... The full trunk of this child's body here. So, it just... You know, again, this rounding off of corners, this make everything extra super safe. I think it's a dangerous idea to try to make things as safe as possible because it gives people a false sense of security in life.
Well, it's like when we were kids, there's certain playground toys that they don't put in playgrounds anymore. I've heard that when they build new playgrounds, like a lot of times they won't put swings in because people fall off the swings.
Merry-go-rounds too.
Merry-go-rounds are long gone.
Man, those things were fun.
They were so much fun.
A little dangerous, but fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who hasn't fallen off one of those?
Right.
That's our age. I mean, kids younger than us would have never experienced one, but they were awesome.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't sound like fun at all, spinning around in circles like that.
Yeah, probably would.
But one time I went to a playground in Idaho that when I was a little kid, I used to go all the time, and Chris and Luther and I went back when we were like older, and it had like this tube in the middle that you could climb up, and kids love to climb stuff.
Sure.
And they had blocked it off.
Like pour concrete in it or something
like
that?
Yeah. They had like covered it up and so that you couldn't go through it anymore.
That's sad.
And it's like, so one kid gets hurt.
Yep.
And you know, kids, they get hurt. You cannot protect them. And do you really want to if you actually think about it? Like, kids need to get hurt. It's how they learn safety boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to learn somehow what is dangerous and what is not.
I think it's dangerous to pretend like everything in the world is always safe. Like, that's a dangerous message.
Absolutely. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Maybe you own the wrap strap and you can defend why you would spend $13.95 plus shipping on this completely, in my opinion, unnecessary device. I just don't understand. I mean, are you really worried about the kid going flying out of the shopping cart? That seems pretty unrealistic. Or is it like, are you trying to like strap the kid in so he can't climb out somehow?
Yeah.
Is that the idea? Like, you're just going to leave the cart alone for a while and then you just leave your kid sitting in it? I mean, what? You don't want to leave a child unattended like that, period. So what is the real purpose for this? I don't understand.
I don't know.
All right, so 855-453, Chris, listening in Indy to WXNT. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been able to establish two things from listening to you for this brief period of time. Is one, you don't have children, and two, you don't live in California.
Okay, explain, please.
And the reason I say that is that your idea about immigration, it's fine unless you actually put it into practice. What's happened in California is that somebody has to pay for the prisons and hospitals, and that ends up being the taxpayers, not the employers and not the illegal immigrants. But the people who work for a living end up paying for all the prisons and hospitals that immigration, our current immigration policy, requires.
Well, we don't support the current immigration policy.
Right.
But I don't. I agree that you should not have to pay.
If you open up the doors, somebody has to pay for the prisons and hospitals.
Well, how about you start with the problem, which is the state and all of its prohibitions, which is filling up prisons in California.
Well, so most of the illegal immigrants that are 30% of the prison population in California is illegal immigrants. And they're not being arrested for instance, 1,200 people were killed by illegal immigrants in the United States last year. Drunk driving, vehicular homicide.
How many killed were killed with, like, white people?
I don't know. I just know that 1,200 people
probably
were killed
a lot.
By illegal
a lot more than 1,200.
Drunk driving. Okay, so say it's 40,000, whatever it is. Hey, the citizens have a right to be here, and we can't do anything about that. We can do is have a sane immigration policy that requires that allows qualified people to come into the country that have
who decides?
Skills and education.
Who decides who's qualified? You?
Well, no, but again,
which experts?
If you don't have those qualifications, you're going to have a country
who decides?
Like California.
Who decides?
I would say our elected officials have to decide that.
You want to trust politicians to decide who's appropriate to come into this country or not?
Well, I know they're doing a damn poor job of it now, but look at California. Look at their $14 billion in the hole. Do they have?
Well, you're talking about a state government that is notoriously out of control as far as its spending and its programs and things like that. And you know what? This is the problem with you're blaming immigrants. You're scapegoating them for problems that are not their fault. People make mistakes when they're driving or whatever, regardless of what.
Where are you right now?
It doesn't matter where I am. I'm in New Hampshire, but I'm from Florida, so I'm very familiar with immigration, sir. So don't try that one with me.
I suggest you look at the economics of California, or read Mexifornia by Victor Davis Hanson.
Oh, I'm sure that some propaganda book is going to be really worth my time. Look, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me, dude. I support human freedom. And what you're advocating is a police state. You're advocating. I want to hear more about what you have to say, Chris. So stick with us here. I'll bring you back. And you can explain to me, if you feel like it, you can explain to me what your vision is. What's your Mexifornia vision? What is it the author of that book? Because you're just going to give me a summary of it. I'm not going to make the time to read it. What is it that you think should be done if it's not being done right now? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song.
It's not impossible.
Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the mobile site, so if you have a smartphone and you'd like to access our streams or podcasts, you can do it for free and quickly by going to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle that will deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle to have if you can have only one. Ruger.com. As we continue here, we had a gentleman on hold. He dropped off the line. I think it was Chris, though, in Indy. And we were talking about immigration. And he brought up this objection that, well, you don't live in California, so you don't know what it's like. There's people out there. They're hurting people. And nationwide, there was, what did he say, 1,400
people? No, he said 1,200 nationwide, which I'd like to for you to think about that number for a minute. Now, I don't think that 1,200 dead people is ever a good thing. But 1,200 in a nation of... Isn't it 300 million?
Yeah.
That number's pretty small.
That is pretty small. Compare that, by the way, to the number of immigrants that are here as well, which the immigration zealots estimate in the multiple millions. So, I mean, you're talking about spread across millions and millions and millions of people. 1,200 of them maybe have, a violent criminal record.
Right. And
what?
So,
and that's supposed to justify a total crackdown and a total police state to make sure that these are all, supposedly clean records, people that have begged appropriately to the local governments or to the federal government to get here?
Now, he also brought up the hospitals, and I think it's important to point out that right now in this country there's laws, right, that say basically that the hospital has to take any person who comes into the hospital, and then we have to pay for it, basically.
The taxpayers, yeah.
The taxpayers, and it drives hospital costs way up.
Sure.
I watch a lot of documentaries. I love documentaries on drugs, and I was watching one about meth labs once, and there was one burn lab in a hospital in Tennessee. I think it was in Memphis. And they were saying that they spend like $300 billion a year taking care of burn victims that have no insurance that were brought in from meth labs.
Jeez.
So that's one hospital, one ward, one hospital, one issue. It's just meth lab victims.
So you legalize drugs and the meth gets manufactured in controlled laboratory environments. You save that money right there, right off
right.
the top.
But the point of me telling you this is like that's the hospital costs are drawn. They're just, I mean, they go through the roof because we're forced to pay for everybody to have this hospital care. So the issue there is the welfare hospital system, not the immigrants.
Which is why I suggested that he was scapegoating, which is really that's what the immigrants are being used for these days. They're a political football, and they're a scapegoat for a lot of the problems that are created by the government. These are governmental problems. California has a government problem. It has a big government problem. They have way high taxes, all kinds of crazy regulations out in California, and as a result of the war on drugs and things like that, they've got gang wars, and it's a terrible situation. Terrible. But if you change the government's rules, if you change, you get rid of the war on drugs, then all of a sudden, the gangs don't have something to traffic in anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't have to pay for people who blew themselves up making homemade meth, just like I shouldn't have to pay for so-called illegal immigrants. I should only have to pay for my own hospital bill. And if I feel like donating to somebody's hospital bill because I feel for them or, whatever, that's my business. But none of us, I don't think, should be forced to pay for that.
Absolutely. Let's go to you and your thoughts at 855-453. Brian is listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Julia.
Hey there. Right. So there's a lot of talk about immigration.
Yes, sir.
But I was calling to talk about emigration with an E.
As in leaving.
Because I plan on moving to Peru.
Okay, interesting. Why?
Well, because, it seems a lot freer there.
Have you been?
Be somewhere with the. No, I haven't. Actually, I was calling to see maybe if you had been to Peru or maybe if any of the listeners tonight had been there recently with some type of firsthand personal knowledge with the
good question.
The political climate, things like that.
Good question. What is it that is attractive to you about Peru from the outside?
You can go out there and get yourself some cheap land in the jungle and be a farmer and eat bananas and things like that. And your property tax would be like $100, and that's just 100 bananas you'd have to sell to a tourist every year. You'd be fine. And we speak English, so that means that it would be really easy for us to sell stuff to tourists.
Perhaps, if there are tourists that are touring the farmlands of Peru, I don't know if that's
just like anybody else, I'd plan to leave the farmlands of Peru with my load of goodies to sell dumb American tourists down at the tourist area, but...
I actually had some show prep here not too long ago. I'll see if I can pull it up. But it was about somebody who had tried the emigration route and was less than enthusiastic about it. I'll see if I can dig it up here. I know it's somewhere back in the somewhere in my show prep file here. But there's certainly some interesting options out there. A lot of people talk about Costa Rica or Belize. Those are a couple of fairly popular choices. Even New Zealand, if you're looking for a more English-speaking place, some people have looked at that. Estonia, certainly one of the more free former Soviet Union states. Hong Kong is a big attractor, as it's one of the freest economies in the world, although it has its negatives. So, I mean, every place is going to have its ups and its downs, and certainly it certainly deserves research and, like you say, asking other people what their experience has been. So maybe somebody out there is either in Peru right now, because we do have an international listening audience, or has visited recently and can share some stuff with us.
Well, that would be great because I did a little research myself, and I think staying on this continental, even if it's North and South America, because you can drive down there more or less, which means that if worst case scenario, I guess you can make it back to the U.S. with your truck if you really wanted to. I'm sure there'll be a place at a FEMA refugee camp for someone if you really want to come back. They'll find you a hole.
Well, you'll have to let us know if you go down for a visit what it ended up being like for you.
Oh, don't worry. If we make it down there alive, we'll definitely be letting you know.
All right, Brian. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's great. I appreciate it tonight, guys.
Thanks for the call. Good luck out there. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. I'm not ready to jet out yet. I don't think it's gotten that bad. I think we can still change things here in this country, and I don't think we've done enough to try to do that.
I think that one of the things that's particularly scary about America is, like, the police state. The direction that's going in there, because
absolutely
there are I mean, like you said, there are ups and downs to all kinds of countries. And, like, when you look at places like Europe, they're extremely socialist. But that scares me a little less than, like, police state. Like, when you see the pictures of the cops in the riot gear pepper spraying people,
yeah,
that frightens me. So I think that, you know, it's kind of understanding to be a little bit more than concerned about the direction that that America is taking versus the rest of the world.
All right, I found the piece here. It's entitled, Should You Leave the U.S. Before the Collapse? Words of Wisdom from Someone Who Tried.
Ooh.
From naturalnews.com. One of the most common questions, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. One of the most common questions I'm asked today from people who are aware of what's really going on is, should I leave the U.S. to get away from the coming police state? 3 years ago, I would have said yes. But today, after having experienced such an effort myself, and now having a clear understanding of the ramifications of such an effort, I must urge people to reconsider. As you'll read here, you may ultimately be far safer and more successful living right where you are in your home country, even if that home country becomes a police state. Now, this is a guy who, we've read a few of his things in the past. He's been reporting on, like, the raids on health food stores and the raids on the Amish farmers and folks like that. I believe it was, I don't remember the name of it, but there was a health food store where the police literally came in with an armed SWAT team raid out in California and confiscated the raw milk and the dairy items from their refrigerator. I mean, it's just crazy stuff happening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy is definitely aware of the police state. He says, I've lived in many countries, by the way, Taiwan, Australia, and Ecuador. I've traveled extensively throughout Asia, given seminars in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Malaysia. I've traveled across England, France, Spain, and even Portugal. Spent quite a bit of time in Central and South America. I speak decent Spanish and decent Chinese, and there's almost nowhere I can go in the world that I can't speak to the local people in either English, Spanish, or Mandarin Chinese. I've seen extreme wealth, extreme poverty, and extreme corruption in all its world flavors. And I've seen what corruption does to nations and its populations firsthand. I don't claim to be a prophet of any kind, but today I'm a bit wiser, a bit more experienced, and a bit less foolish than I was a few years ago. And I'd like to pass on whatever nuggets of wisdom might help you and your family prepare for the global, powerful global changes which have already begun to unfold. Here I'll share with you 5 powerful realizations that you need to keep in mind when considering where to locate or to relocate before the collapse becomes a reality. So, for starters, he says, there's a universal truth you must accept if you hope to make a truly wise decision about where to locate, and that is that corruption is everywhere. And we'll come back with what Mike Adams has to say about his years of traveling abroad and living abroad and what he thinks about it. Hour 3's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.